Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here again today with our special guest, Sister Miriam James Heidland. Sister is really one of the, I like to say, one of the go-to speakers in the country, especially for young people, not just young people, but for many. God has both equipped and gifted her to be able to speak really the truth and the beauty of the Catholic faith and living with Jesus and living in his church and a capacity to communicate it in a way that's just deeply authentic, I think, and real and able to touch people's lives right where they are. And I love talking with her because she knows kind of what I know and feels that all of us are broken, every single human being. I mean, we live in a fallen world. Original sin still has its effect, even though the big one is taken care of in baptism. Mm-hmm. But humanity, we struggle, and there's a lot of pain in a lot of lives and a lot of hearts. And I'm sometimes concerned that people can drift from the Catholic faith or leave the Catholic faith because you feel like, well, it doesn't make any difference in my life. It's not touching my life. It's not real to me. Yeah. I go through steps. But the deal is, it doesn't become as real as God wants it to be until we are willing to risk to open our hearts to him and allow him to take us wherever he wants us to take us. Mm-hmm. And that's the real game changer. And that's where we experience the power of God in a life-transforming way. And then you feel like, wow, I did strike gold. This is really where it's at, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's Sister Talks About All That. Welcome back, Sister.
Thank you.
I almost started giving your presentation.
You can. Go right. Like, this is a fine... You're most welcome, Peter. Yes. I'm like, that's a great synopsis of what I talk about.
Yeah, it is. And it's so important, yeah. You know? And so yesterday you talked about mm-hmm. your conversion story. Mm-hmm. Friends, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them, download them whenever it's convenient for you. So that experience of coming into the SALT order and then hitting the wall, can you touch on that just a little bit?
Yes.
Now you became a religious sister, you're mm-hmm. cruising in your vocation, all of a sudden, bam.
Yes.
What did that look like? Break that open for us a little bit more, if you can.
For me, I was mentioning yesterday that I had struggled for a very long time with clinical depression that I didn't know was clinical depression, but I just was unhappy. And I didn't understand why I was unhappy. And I just remember I remember what happened. I was in a holy hour. We had this tiny little convent in Seattle. We had just started a mission in Seattle. And I had just started a mission, opened a house at novitiate, started working at this Catholic school, the daycare. I was running a daycare. And I'd never done any of that before. And I was only like 27 or 28. Yep. But I just remember sitting in a holy hour and just speaking to the Lord, saying, something's not right. Like, I don't know what it is. And when I was in formation, one of our formators had kind of introduced us to human development. And so I had an inkling that it probably had something to do with that, like my past, like something was not mm-hmm. resolved or something where just was kept bleeding into my present day, which is what happens. Our past will often bleed into our present. And so then I was mentioning yesterday that I got a book by Dr. Phil, so about your life. But that really opened a door for me. And I was very convicted at that moment that I knew I needed more help. Mm-hmm. And I think, let's be really honest, I think if you're, I don't know, unfortunately, I think the way it is, if you're a quote-unquote leader in the church, whether you're a leader of a ministry or you're a priest or a sister or a bishop, I think the higher you get or the more quote-unquote of a leader you become, the more reticent we are to get help many times. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's just our pride or our fear of like people might know we're broken, which is really obvious anyway. But for something about that, I didn't know what to do, but I knew I needed help. And so I remember there was a woman who was a very wonderful Catholic counselor, and people ask me all the time, like, how do I start? Like, what do I do? I'm like, start with just whatever the next right step is for you. Like, what's the next step? And so for me, honestly, I got her email address and I knew she was a counselor, but I just couldn't bring myself to go to counseling yet. I wasn't ready to do that. So I would email her I would email her like once a week, little installments of my life. And I remember writing for the first time things that I'd never told anybody. Like I had never, ever even seen that I'd never mentioned to myself. There's a great saying in the 12-step program that we're only as sick as our secrets.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of secrets.
Yeah.
And honestly, I did that for a whole year. And she was so
part of it,
to me.
Was part of it like having the courage to take a look at and name the secrets?
Yes.
Is that a key thing? And kind of
it is. A lot of it. Yeah. A lot of times things that happen to us, you know, we can't even mention to ourselves. Much less anybody else. And please, and don't get me wrong, I was going to Mass every day. I was going to confession. Yeah. I had spiritual direction. So you can have this life where you're doing all the right things, but the deeper stuff remains hidden and dark. And as long as that happens, I'm telling you, my dear friends, as long as that happens, it will continue to, the toxicity of it will continue to bleed out into our life. And you're like, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. We're just in a lot of pain. right? Yeah. And so for me, it was that very thing of naming, writing out the things that had happened to me, writing out the secrets that I had. And she would meet with me on the phone. And then after about a year, she was a very wonderful woman. She's like, you know, I think it's time for you to see somebody face to face. So that's what I did. So it was like this journey of seeing somebody face to face. I went to 12-step meetings. I did a group therapy session. I did lots of workbooks. I came across a ministry called the John Paul II Healing Center, which we'll talk more about in the coming days. Yeah. And their ministry of healing radically changed my life about 8 years ago. And so just all these, like I said, I'm like, Lord, just open my heart. Like and even now within the last year, I've gone back to counseling.
Yeah.
Because there were some things in my life where I found myself in a very similar situation. And knowing myself now after all these years, I said, Lord, I know there's some areas of my life that are still frozen in trauma that I want, and I know you love me. And so that has been, I can honestly tell you, the best thing that's happened to me this last year. Even more has radically just opened my heart and my soul, and I'm just so grateful. And so I think, you know, it's often like we talked about, I believe yesterday, of fear that keeps us back.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I think maybe we're afraid at the heart we're unlovable, we're afraid people will judge us, we're afraid. But I just think we're being afraid of being alone and unlovable. And what we find out was when I go to the depths of who I am, what I find out that I'm lovable because he's loved me this whole time and he's already there waiting.
Yeah.
I've never journeyed into a single memory or a single part of my journey where he already wasn't there. Because he lives outside of time. So there's no statutes of limitations on what God can heal. God lives in Kairos. We live in Kronos. So he's always, so I just, can you imagine like right now, every moment in your life is present to God right now. Mm-hmm. It's hard for us to even.
Yeah, it's impossible
so
for
he's
me
there.
To grasp it.
I know, you know? Yeah. And anyway, so yeah, it's, I'm in it to win it. And I hope I always am because I believe in love. I believe in the passionately transforming power of authentic love. And I'm here because of it.
Yeah. The idea of, you know, holiness and walking with the Lord. I mean, Jesus's commission from the Father is not only to save us, but salvation means the transformation of our whole being.
Amen.
And it's not just covering us. It's not just declaring something about us.
No.
It's the transformation of our entire being because he's going to present us to the Father whole and complete.
Amen.
Right? And so he begins it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the saints are those people, in my views, the saints are those people who just say, keep it coming, Lord. You know what I mean? And they know how bad they need it. You know, they know, and they're just ready to receive whatever he wants to give in this life. They want to become as cooperate with him as much as they can for in transformation. So they just keep seeking him, you know, and I often think of St. Francis, the little things he would do, you know, kneeling before the crucifix almost daily, I guess he'd look at it and just say, you know, God, who are you and who am I?
Amen.
Who am I?
Yeah.
I don't know. And when you start realizing the stuff that's deep down inside us that the Lord allows to surface that we get scared by.
I know.
And so you say, I'm going to go do something. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to get busy. I'm going to work hard.
Right?
I'm going to go save somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which are all well and good.
Or I'm going to go drink. Or something.
Or the darker
things. Or I'm going to escape into pornography.
Yes.
Or I'm going to do this, that, or the other thing. Ah, I got to get out of here. I can't. Or I'm going to shop.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go shop till I drop because I have to get. And just that thing that starts to rise inside, you know, you talked about just, I just knew something wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us have probably had moments like that. And the Lord uses those moments. We don't have to be afraid of anything.
Amen.
You know, how do you help people? How do you help people come to the point to be willing to not be afraid of that?
Mm-hmm.
What would be the keys? I mean, you gave some really good wisdom earlier about essentially baby steps. But,
steps. I think that one of the beautiful things that happens as a byproduct of us living an authentic life with Christ, like we said, because, you know, Christianity is not behavior modification. It's not reform school. Mm. Christianity is a complete transformation unto glory. It is divinization. I mean, like we can't even, it's wholeness, it's integration. It's like what St. Paul talks about, that you and I are growing into the full maturity of Christ. And so I think what happens when we allow God to do this is it's the same thing that happens to Christ, is where he can move in these areas where he has dinner with sinners and prostitutes, and they can't help but be attracted to him. And they see his compassion. And I mean, and I know it's not just me. I know a lot of people that walk this journey too, that it's, you're no longer afraid of people's stories anymore. I'm not afraid of people's stories at all. It doesn't surprise me. I can tell you, it doesn't shock me. It doesn't scandalize me. I mean, all it does is pour out your heart and compassion for people.
Yeah.
And I think that when you can, by the grace of God, sit there and hear somebody's story and love them And then they tell their story and they say to you, oh my gosh, I've never told anybody that before. And I thought you would hate me. And you're like, mm-hmm. how could I hate you? Like, mm-hmm. you're so beautiful. Like, I get it. Like, if we've done it before, or I could understand why you're doing that, because I see the pain in your life. And I think that that discipleship, which I know all of you do so well at Renewal Ministries, of discipleship, is so paramount to people. But, you know, sometimes it's as simple as go to a 12-step meeting, like go to confession, pick up a book. The number one book I recommend across the country is by Dr. Bob Schutz, called Be Healed. The number one book, hands down, that I recommend across the country of healing, of integration. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. But for a lot of us, you know, many times we try to manage our addictions, or we try to manage life on our own. And it just never works.
Yeah.
Because life isn't meant to be managed. It's meant to be lived to the full. Mm. So it is many times shockingly small, but you'd be surprised to me, I see that's the break point in a lot of people's lives. They say, okay, I know my marriage is a mess, or I'm a mess, but okay, I'm not really willing to go get counseling yet. I'm not really willing to take the next step. And so you just have to wait. Because ultimately, you have to be willing yourself. Like, we all have to get to that point to where we say, okay, this is it. Like, I mean it this time. Like, I'm going to do something about this. Or, you know, this is really something in my life that I'm going to allow Christ to come and look at. But, you know, he's so respectful of us. God will never force himself upon us. And he waits. He waits for us.
Yeah.
And pursues us at the same time. It's a fascinating reality.
And as you're speaking to, the whole idea of authentic community.
Yeah.
We talk about communities at the heart of what it means to be a follower of Jesus, you know, to live in his community, live together around Jesus. But a lot of times that community is like a reform school, in the sense of everybody, we're not walking with each other with deep compassion.
Yeah.
And we're not creating environments where people can be transparent and safe to, you know.
Yes.
We just have to get better as a church at creating those realities in our parish. And I think one of our parishes, and I think one of the things that helps that is very transparent leadership that is seeking that kind of authenticity and integration in their own life and the healing that they need. And I think you were saying earlier, the temptation, maybe it was yesterday's program, the temptation of leaders is to say, well, people can't know that I've got stuff.
Yeah.
And people can't know that I'm hurting, or that I'm in a season. I mean, imagine a guy's been a priest for 10 years in a parish. He's pastoring it.
Yeah.
And for 10 years, he's got to look perfect.
I know. It's
you know,
so
for
10 hard.
Years, he's got to live on a pedestal.
Yeah.
For 10 years, he's got to have this life that he can't communicate in some way. And I just think it would be healthier, not like telling everybody in the congregation
everything that's going on in your life, but
able to somehow be able to communicate that, you know, I go through these things too, and and thank God he's tearing friends. I just want to tell you, if I'm a little cranky, or if I'm a little, the Lord's just been pulling back another peel of that onion on my life, and I'm going deeper, and I'm so grateful for it, because this always means good news ultimately, but it's kind of painful right now, or something like that.
And how freeing that is for the rest of the people.
Right.
How freeing that is. You're like, oh my gosh, because I think most of us feel like it's only us. Haven't you felt like that in your life? You're like, I think I'm the only person on earth that's dealing with this.
Absolutely.
And you're like, oh, it's like everybody else too. Yeah, like, I had no idea.
That's like the big secret, you know?
Know,
it's
right?
Like everybody's walking around.
Yeah.
No, it's one of the devil's tactics, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
And to say, I'm all alone. You know, that's where he loves us. Keep us in the dark. But anyway, can you come back tomorrow?
Yes, I'll be here.
Okay, friends, we're just wrapping up the program with Sister here, and I'm going to ask her tomorrow, tell us a bit more about the ministry of Be Healed, Dr. Bob Schutz, because she's been very involved in that, and we'll maybe take some time even to pray for some of you who are listening today. So God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.